WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
All right, welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Election Day in New Bedford. Get on out and vote. Polls are open. They'll be open until 8 a.m. And let's go back to the phones, 508-996-0500. Thank you for your patience. You're next on WBSM. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. So I'm calling. I voted at 10 of 8 this morning in the North End. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of ridiculous to me that the voting machine is not working. They open at 7 o'clock.
And sorry, I don't mean to laugh at you, sir.
Not working. This is at Vibra Hospital 1D.
What was the issue with the machine this time?
They didn't say anything. They apologized, but it's not up to the poll worker to apologize. Up to the election committee commissioner to apologize.
So when you say it wasn't working, so it wasn't accepting the ballots?
It said it had an error message, and they made me put the ballot in. There's like a box under the machine. Mm-hmm. I put it in there. So, I mean, this keeps happening over and over. I don't understand. They have plenty of time to test all these machines.
I don't get it either.
Oh, that's all I wanted to say, Tim.
And so that was at Vibra Hospital, you said?
Yes, 1D.
And as we know, there's been other issues there in the past as well.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And, wow. So what are we? Well, he said 7:50, right? He said about 10 minutes of 8, he went to vote. So we didn't even make it an hour into this election this time around without there being an issue with the machines. Are you surprised? 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Jim. How are you? It's Paul.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Hey, I just forgot to get to the punch. 1D Vibra Hospital again is down. Again. And I was there at 7:35 maybe. And one lady was holding the ballots and they were jumping to the police officer. What do? And then the lady gets on the phone with, I believe, Manny Brito to find out he's coming down to fix the machine. Now, the skin doesn't work. So what they're telling us to do is to put it in a holding box underneath the machine.
Right.
Okay? So the police officer says, okay, yeah, they'll try to get balanced later, or they'll try to scan all those things in the holding box and put it down there. I mean, this is happening over and over again, Tim. It's always like one and one. It's always one and deep. I mean, we don't know if the other machines are working fine, but why is this one breaking down at one and deep? This is my question to Manny Brito. Now, get it. This is part of the election committee. We're going to get these resolved. I mean, this is the problem we have with elections, that the machines are working. If they don't work, then what's the integrity of this election stuff? Because the machines don't work. I mean, it's 2025. Well, I mean, we have high-speed internet. We have machines that work, too, and still we have problems here, 1D. Mayor Mitchell, many of you, well, it's the problem now with these machines. And every time there's an election, the machines kind of break down. Why don't they run some tests before the machines get plugged in?
A couple of questions that I would have is, you know, do they deliver, is it the same machine delivered to the same precinct each time? I would think not, but maybe that explains why it's, you know, maybe that's a faulty machine. Still, you shouldn't be bringing it back if that's the problem. And two, why does it take the election commissioner coming down to fix the problem? Why isn't the precinct captain trained in how to fix that machine if something does go wrong?
And the same people, I'm grateful for the volunteers, because every time I walk in, there's the same people who work there. So I know exactly who to go to when I have to vote, Tim. And then the lady committee's on the phone. When I walked in, I already knew there was a problem because the lady was holding some ballots in her hand, and the other lady was on the phone with, I believe, was it Brito?
DeBrito, yeah.
Yeah, DeBrito. So she was on the phone asking him for some advice or what to do, whatever it is. And when I finished voting, they just told me to put it in that holding box, which is underneath the machine, and then they would try to rescan it later, or they would have to cut it by hand. But I guess he's probably on his way down. I'm not sure if he's there yet or not. But, you know, this thing has to stop. This has to be some type of accountability, because if you want people to go out and vote, and they hear about this story, and then you get like a 3% or 5% turnout, it's a joke. You know, we can't make elections a joke at all, Tim. I don't care what party line you are, because this is our right to vote, and a lot of people don't take that right because they're too lazy or just don't care, or just like, I just call them like the walking dead, you know? You ever see that show?
Oh, yeah.
They just like, they walk like zombies. You don't care what's going on, you know?
Well, okay, I'm like 99.9% sure that there's nothing hinky going on with this election, that it's just a bad machine. So I'm 99.9% sure about that. But it doesn't matter, because the more that this happens, the more people let that 0.1% start to creep into their brain, and it gives the people who want to look for a problem with election integrity, it gives them fuel for that fire. It gives them fodder. And so you would think you'd be doing all you can to insulate from any of these issues.
Right, but you know what the thing is, it's the perception, Tim, right? If it keeps happening over and over and over again, what does that show you? Or what does that tell you? You know, it's the same machine, the same ward. I mean, or it could be we don't know. The rest of the day, we could have other calls call in and say Ward 2 or Ward 3 has issues. You know what I'm saying? We don't know that yet. It's just early. Because I'm an early voter. So guess what? I catch the early problems because... And this is the second time I'm calling you about election issues here, 1D.
Right.
You know, I called a radio station. It was a big deal back then. And, you know, you had other callers called from different wards. And they're like, yo, WBSM doesn't know what they're talking about when they call the mayor's office and stuff like that. You know, it just giving us the runaround and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean...
No, it doesn't look good. It just doesn't look good, Tim. This is the problem. It just doesn't look good for the election committee and Manny DeBrito. So they have to come up here and fix the machines or whatever it is going to be. So we have to find out more about this story down the road. But I'm just saying, it just doesn't look good. It doesn't look good for New Bedford and the election committee. Like, what's wrong with these machines? But why does it break down on the election day? You know, it's because is it the first time it's turned down in like 2 years? I just don't get it.
Yeah, well, we'll see what we can find out. But I don't know if we'll get any answers, but I'll reach out.
All right, Tim. Just wanted to let you guys know.
Thank you so much.
People need to know. Bye-bye.
All right. Yes, so there you go. So already, again, 50 minutes in, although Paul just said he walked in there about 7:30 and saw the woman holding the bat. So really, right from the beginning here, an issue with the machine. And again... It may be, I don't know, I'm going to include the question in my email that I will send right now to Manny DeBrito and to Jonathan Darling, and I'm just going to tell you, Manny DeBrito is not going to reply to my email. It's going to come through Jonathan Darling, because that's the way that they operate. They want the mayor's office spokesperson, the city spokesperson, to be the person to address it. So I'm telling you that just, you know, for... disclosure purposes, you know, this is how it works. And I'm going to ask them, I'm going to say, what went on with the machine? Is it the same machine? Do the same machines get delivered to the same precincts all the time? What's the plan? Because now you can't let this machine keep going out there. Because even if it is something as simple as all you had to do was like, what was it before? All they had to do was plug the machines in, right? Isn't that what happened before? Somebody didn't plug in the machine and it was running on battery power and the battery died. right? Because people didn't know to check to make sure that the machines were plugged in. So what is it this time? You know, last time, the preliminary election, there was a jam right at the beginning. Before people are even putting in ballots, there's a jam. So what is it this time? And why is it that, you know, we can't get an election started without there being an issue? What are the procedures that they go through the day before? I would assume that you can take a bunch of blank ballots and run them through a machine the day before the election to test to make sure the machine is working and then reset the machine. I don't know that for sure, but it would make sense to me. I would certainly want to do that. I'm sure they do that. Do they not have issues until there's an actual ballot being placed in? Just head scratcher. Let me take another call here. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, I have a big issue, too. Not to do with voting, though.
Okay.
I've had the radio on for about an hour and a half now, and I listen to every day. And it's all static.
Yep, the AM signal is down. There's an issue with Comcast, but you can catch us on 99.5 FM.
Okay, but I get it on, but I get on something else. Okay, I was just wondering I figured there's some problem because I don't have this problem too often.
Yeah, the engineer, I made him aware of it. He's working on it and working with Comcast to figure it out.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you so much. Show,
so that's why I listen.
I appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
And for those of you who are just tuning in on 99.5 on WBSM, let your friends know that listen on 1420. That the AM signal is down. So they're working on that. The engineer said that there's an issue with some Comcast lines, so that might be the problem. But at least, that's why I was like, oh, you're going to call in and talk about voting machines not working, and here I am with, you know, I can't say anything because we got the AM signal down. So I'm like, oh, there's some machines. What can you do? But at least we still have the FM signal. They just make you put the ballots in a box. And listen, it's a totally secure procedure. If they make you do that, you don't have to worry. Okay? If they make you put your ballots in the box underneath and then they say they're going to, you know, they're guarded by the police officer, they're going to be entered in manually, they're going to be put in, they're going to be counted, you know, all of that. There's no reason to think otherwise. But doesn't it allow you to think otherwise, right? Doesn't it allow people to have that concern? And this election commissioner is the person who got really upset when people questioned voting integrity in 2020, got really upset when people questioned voting integrity. But then we keep having these mistakes that allow people to continue to question voting integrity. And you shouldn't, because really, machines have problems all the time. But when it keeps happening, it's really hard to convince people that they don't have to worry. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Tim. I'm down at Tabor Mill, which is Ward 3D, and I was the 16th voter, and the machine would not take my ballot. So 3D is currently down, too, at Tabor.
Did they say what the issue is, or?
No, they seem perplexed. The very nice police officer had keys. They opened it up to see if it was jammed. They opened up a couple of the drawers, you know, closed it back up, and it still wouldn't take my ballot. So they tried the woman behind me. It wouldn't take her ballot. So they told us to put it in the slot that is sort of underneath and said it will be counted at the end of the day. And they were hemming and hawing whether or not they were going to call down to City Hall to Manny.
Well, I guess he's on his way to 1D, so they're going to have to wait a little bit. I guess if you vote somewhere that has a D in it, hold your breath.
Right? So I don't know. It's not going smooth.
All right. Well, thank you very much for letting us know.
All right, Tim. Have a good day.
You as well. Oh, man. This is... It's funny because I woke up this morning and I came in and I said, gee, I just hope that we don't get any phone calls about there being problems with voting machines. And then part of me was like, you know, you're going to get phone calls about there being problems with voting machines. I didn't think they would. We get two of them before 8:30. Man. All right. Well, I got an email to write, so I'm going to take a break here. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. If you are out voting, please, if there's an issue, please call in and let us know. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Homes studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your local family-owned home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com to make your house a carefree home.
All right, before we go to the news, I'm going to get in these calls here. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
Good, how are you?
You know, Manny DeBrito, the election commissioner, he gets over $100,000 a year, doesn't he?
I don't know.
I think he's making a good pay. He's the mayor's buddy.
I don't know off the top of my head, but we can look it up, but I just don't know off the top of my head.
You know, the elections are like the World Series. You got a good team, and you got your supposedly best-paid batter gets up, and he's always striking out. That's Manny DeVito. Yeah, this is one too many strikeouts. It's time for him to leave. And the mayor needs to stop just covering all of this up, because you're right. Many people are going to say, you know, why go out and vote? And I have a question for you, too. If you're going to go out and vote and the machine doesn't count your ballot, do you still get a free donut from Honeydew?
You still get the sticker, so you still get the donut, yes.
Oh, all right. I just want to make sure. But it's sad that we've, you know, it's our civic duty and we have to be an informed citizen that we're reduced to getting free food to go out and vote. I mean, what are we going to have next? Domino's van outside a voting place? You get free pizza?
I mean, that's how they got you a COVID vaccine, right?
Free pizza, free donuts. Well, you know something, Tim? Keep up the good work and keep us informed on what's happening, all right?
Thank you so much. Have a good day. And let's take one more, and then we got to go into the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning. I'm wondering if any of this has anything to do with you messing around with the Ouija board in the office. I mean, the AM goes down. There's a tornado in Fairhaven last night, you know, and now the election thing. I don't know. Maybe some demons came out.
No, we've used a Ouija board many times in the office.
No, I'm joking. Just having
fun. I know you are. I know.
But, yeah, the election thing, Ward 3 is Sean Oliver's precinct, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not in New Bedford, but that seems to ring a bell with me. At what point, how many times does this have to happen before it lends credence to conspiracy theories? Because last time it was Leo Choquette's Ward 1, right?
And that's also having problems this morning, too.
But none of the other ones, none of the democratically controlled or whatever, you know, precincts. So
but I don't think that matters because this is a nonpartisan election.
I don't know. Being conspiracy theories are weird like that when you know, if something happens so many times, I think that it stops being a coincidence and there may be something else going on. I don't know. I mean, who's going to be counting those votes and is that going to be secure?
Well, I mean, yeah, it will be. There's no reason to question the integrity of the poll workers.
Yeah, I don't know. Computers have less personal choice than a human being does. But I don't know. That's just me being weird with my conspiracy theories. But anyway, you have a good day, Tim.
All right, you as well. We got to go to the news. We'll do that when we come back on the other side. 508-996-0500. Take it away, Mike Roberts.
A new owner for Tylenol. Tariffs could end up making the holidays cost more. And President Trump weighs in on the New York mayoral election.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Today is Election Day. In New York City, Democrat frontrunner Zohran Mamdani looks to win the mayor's office against former Governor Andrew Cuomo, running as an independent, and Republican Curtis Sliwa. In Virginia and New Jersey, voters will choose new governors. In California, voters will decide on Governor Gavin Newsom's plan to redraw congressional district maps in an effort to get more Democrats on Capitol Hill. President Trump says New Yorkers, quote, must vote for Andrew Cuomo in the New York City mayoral race. Trump said in a post on Truth Social, if Zohran Mamdani wins, it would be highly unlikely he'd contribute federal funds beyond the minimum requirements. Trump went on to call Mamdani a communist who gives New York a zero chance of success. Several polls show Mamdani holding a strong lead over both Cuomo and Curtis Sliwa ahead of today's election. President Trump is again calling on Republicans in the Senate to get rid of the filibuster to end the government shutdown.
During a wide-ranging interview with CBS 60 Minutes, Trump blamed the Democrats for the shutdown dragging on into its second month. The president said while Republicans are voting almost unanimously to end the shutdown, Democrats keep voting against ending it. Trump said he's willing to work with the Democrats on fixing health care, but they need to end the shutdown first. He added that he thinks the Democrats will eventually have to vote to reopen the government. I'm Mark Mayfield.
LendingTree says American consumers will be paying more this holiday season due to tariffs.
The company estimates the new tariffs will increase total holiday costs for consumers and retailers by a total of over $40 billion. Consumers will bear the brunt of the extra costs from tariffs with an estimate of nearly $30 billion. That totals to around $132 per shopper. LendingTree used 2024 winter holiday spending data as a reference point for its analysis of the upcoming season. I'm Rob Martier.
Tylenol maker Kenvue being sold in a deal worth billions. Kimberly Clark announced a cash and stock deal valued at $48.7 billion to buy Kenvue. The deal would bring brands like Huggies and Kleenex under the same roof as Tylenol and Band-Aid. New research linking long-term melatonin use to a higher risk of heart failure and early death in adults with insomnia. While researchers noted that there is no evidence the melatonin supplements themselves cause the heart problems, a need to take them on a regular basis could be a signal the body has experienced cardiac issues. Researchers analyzed more than 130,000 adults and found that those who took the sleep aid for more than a year were nearly twice as likely to develop heart failure. Use of the supplement has increased in recent years, and an expert agrees that more research is needed. Actress Diane Ladd has passed away, Liz Warner reports.
Ladd's death confirmed in a statement from the actress Laura Dern, Ladd's daughter, from her marriage to the actor Bruce Dern. Ladd's film and television career spanned more than 50 years and included both Emmy and Academy Award nominations. She was nominated for 3 Oscars for roles in Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore, Wild at Heart, and Rambling Rose. The Mississippi native died at her home in California Monday. Diane Ladd was 89 years old.
President Trump again addressing a possible third term.
He was asked about the possibility during an interview with CBS 60 Minutes.
Well, I don't even think about it. I will tell you, a lot of people want me to run, but the difference between us and the Democrats is we really do have a strong bench.
He added he wouldn't use names because it's too early, while also saying he likes Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Last week, House Speaker Mike Johnson said he doesn't see the path for a third Trump term. Meanwhile, former Trump strategist Steve Bannon said Trump will be president in 2028. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Jon Stewart will stick around The Daily Show for another year. Paramount announced Stewart renewed his deal to host the satire news show once per week until December of 2026. He will also serve as executive producer. Stewart returned to the show last year ahead of the presidential election after leaving in 2015. The Mega Millions jackpot continues to soar. No grand prize winner in the Halloween night drawing, so now it's up to $800 million, with the next drawing happening tonight.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Celtics lost a close one to the Jazz, 105-103 last night. They are hosting the Wizards tomorrow, and the Bruins take on the Islanders tonight at 7.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
A wind advisory in effect for today through 7 o'clock this evening. Westerly gusts could be as high as 40 to 50 miles per hour at times. Otherwise, plenty of sunshine today and dry, highs in the mid-50s. Clear tonight, diminishing wind, low temperature down to 40. A blend of clouds and sunshine for Wednesday, milder with a high near 60. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
I've been lonely, I've been waiting for you, I'm pretending, and that's all I can do. The love I'm sending ain't making it through to your heart. You've been
welcome back in. Let's go back to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. So I was, I had a pretty prompt in on this call because, I mean, on the subject, because like you said, you know, having the doubts creep back in, whether it's 1% of the people in the city, the state, or natural elections, to have that 1% creep back in and wonder what's going on with these elections, it'll never die until everything is correct. So that being said, about a month ago, right after the, what was it, the city election, was that in September, correct?
Yeah, the preliminary election, yep.
Yes. So I had called the mayor on Chris McCarthy's show, and I asked the mayor, if you only have 5% of people voting, which is downright pathetic, okay? Like my friend Paul called and said, you know, people walking like zombies and, you know, don't care. I mean, it took me many years for me before I started voting. I think I was probably, my first time was probably my late 20s, maybe early, well, 30 years old, I voted. So, I mean, I can't blame the younger crowd, you know what I mean? But when you get buy a home and you have other, you should be involved in some way, shape, or form, correct? So, so I asked the mayor, why do we even bother having these machines, and how much does it cost to even run for why not just hand count? You can't hand count 4,000 votes throughout the city of New Bedford. I mean, it's about, at this point, I consider it a waste of money to have it. And now we run into these problems with the machines over and over again. And ironically, it's in Ward 1. It happened to me in up on Church Street where I go vote. It happened on the election time, a national election. So I asked him that, why even bother? And you know what his answer was? Well, people want the results right away, overnight. Well, maybe in a small city, but isn't it ironic that really, then why is it that we wait weeks upon weeks for the final results to come in on a national level? You see where I'm going with this?
There's so many votes that come in, and they vote in different ways. If everybody put their vote into a machine on election day in a national election, you'd have those results at 9:30 that night. Or, you know, obviously time difference, you know, time zones make a difference, but you'd have the winner by the end of the night.
But what I'm saying is he's using that excuse that, you know, and we're a small city, and you only have 4,000, even if it's 10,000. We can't count it. Okay, so you have to wait. That's the wrong with society. We want everything right away. So, hey, I'd rather wait another 24 hours or 10, you know, whatever it may be, 10 hours, whatever hours you want to put on it a day, and get it correct. Count it by hand if you have to, as long as it's correct. Because this way, like you said, 0.1%. Well, I would say 1% won't creep in the head. And now you have, and again, it's probably something minor, but now you have what? Another lady called in having a problem, and you joked around and don't be voting in a D ward, right? Whatever.
Yes,
right?
Totally a joke, by the way. Please vote.
No,
I don't want to get accused of voter suppression like I have in the past.
Yeah. Yeah, I get what you're saying. You know what I mean? But, you know, so, but it's just annoying. And why have that down? When you start building trust slowly but surely and bring that back, hey, and then it shows up maybe after, you know, 5 years or five different election cycles where, okay, it happened in one ward or maybe two, you know, whether it's here or it's in Springfield, wherever it may be, if you get rid of that doubt, and it make, oh, you know, people be like, hey, it only had, hey, the last time it happened was 5 years ago or five election cycles ago. It keeps happening. And this, I don't know if somebody has to talk to this man, get him out. I don't know, but plug in these machines and give it a run. I'm sure they do, but you're still having problems, like you said, charging the batteries. I mean, it's sickening. It really is.
I would just point this out, though. I think that if you switched over to hand-counted ballot, you would have more people who are concerned about how that could be manipulated.
But we used to do it all before machines. I was going to call you Barry. I'm sorry. Jim, you know.
Don't insult Barry like that. No.
I like you. You know, I in the beginning, we didn't get off on a good foot. But I try to go down the middle because, like I said, I was a registered Democrat. You know, I'm an independent now. But I try to look at both sides and say, you know, be partial to what somebody else says and think about it. Say, hey, oh, you know what? Oh, maybe they make a good point. But it's just, it's the status quo with the mayor's response. And I've caught him, and I'm just telling you what he tells me, and I back check stuff, and I already have info in my arsenal to say that he fibs a lot. I'm going to just use that word because I say fib because maybe he doesn't have the full truth in front of him all the time. And it's many times I've caught him in fibs and posts that he put on his own personal thing that it was a simple misunderstanding of something and he just wouldn't take ownership of it. And like I said, with something like this, with elections, let's remove the doubt and stop with this. Like you said, some people are going to think there's shenanigans. I don't think there is because with only 5,000, maybe this time around today, you might get 8,000 people. Let's go with 10. You know, if you get 10,000, woo, that's like, let's have a party, right? 10,000 votes come in, that'd be great. But, you know, let's get it correct. That's all I'm saying. And if the mayor's listening, we need to nip this in the bud because it's happening way too often. You have yourself a great day, Jim. Have a good day.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
And I'll say this. So when the caller mentioned, you know, in the old days, we used to count it by hand. But in the old days, we also didn't question elections either. And now we live in a time when every election is going to be under immense scrutiny. You know, and when I say we didn't question, I mean, you know, we took it for granted. We accepted that the people who were doing this were doing the right thing. There are people who are not going to believe that. Now, they're going to be wrong. Of course, because the fine poll workers of New Bedford certainly want to do the right thing. That's why they're giving up their time. And I know they get paid, but it's not worth it. It's not worth what you have to put up with on a day like today to get paid what you get paid. So there's certainly an altruistic desire to serve the community in working these polls. And so, you know, the people who are doing it have the best of intentions. But there are people out there who are just not going to believe that. There are people out there who are going to, if their candidate doesn't win, if their person, if their party, whatever it may be, doesn't win, they're going to think that something was up. And, you know, it's so Ward 3, there's nobody running against Sean Oliver. He's running unopposed. But in Ward 1, Leo Chiquette he's being opposed. And so are people going to feel that, well, maybe that was something that was being done to suppress his vote? They're going to say that. Whether or not it's true or not, they're going to say it. And if enough people say it, too many people will believe it. And I think opening it up to hand-counted ballots only can create more of that. The machines are, you know, again, I know that people have all these conspiracy theories about the voting machines too, but on the surface, a machine is impartial. A machine is objective. A machine is just counting what is going into it and not analyzing that data, except for tallying the counts. And so I'd rather have it be a machine. You know, the same way I'd rather have, you know, NBA games officiated by a robot than by a human being. not everybody feels that way. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you today?
Good. How you doing?
Awesome. Another great show. So I kind of go along with your last couple of callers. I believe that the machines need to be taken out of our election process with the amount of votes that are being taken. I personally would trust the 80-year-old volunteers counting out the ballots in front of the police officer who is already on the location. I would absolutely trust that more than the machine that gives you your count of you went from ballot number 17 to ballot number 18. Just me.
Yeah, I don't think that everybody would feel the same way, but it. I mean, I guess no matter what method you're using, you're going to have people that take issue with it.
Well, again, I mean, if I personally trust the senior citizens that are working there, and to safeguard that, you have a police officer on hand, and then you get representatives from the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, and the Independent Party. And I'm sure all the parties involved will be happy to have a volunteer to watch the people count it.
Let me just play devil's advocate a little bit here. So people have an issue with me. So the votes aren't going to be counted there in the precinct. The votes, if they're going to be hand-counted, they'd be brought back to City Hall and hand-counted there. And so if people think that Manny DiBritto is not competent in doing this job, you're going to then bring the ballots back and have Manny DiBritto be in charge of those ballots being counted. So you can see where I'm saying, like, people would take an issue with that. Again, I don't think that that's fair, but I think that that's what people would be saying about it.
Well, again, maybe as a safeguard, if we don't trust the police officer in guarding our ballots, then maybe we should have a higher power be guarding our ballots. Again, Tim, when you put your ballot in that machine, what happens to it?
But who do you want to be a higher power guarding that machine than a police officer?
I'm thinking, for me personally, I'm very comfortable with the police officer overseeing the three people who are reading out the ballots. I mean, because again, we got to remember, these people are not being inundated with hundreds of ballots per hour. It's a very comfortable, smooth time. You go in there. When I went in a little while ago, there was two police officers in there. They were talking over in the corner. You had the three senior citizens who volunteer at the table, and you had the one senior citizen gentleman who was helping you right near the machine. So everything we really need is already in the building, except that machine. Because again, three senior citizens counting in front of the police officer and the police officer having control of the ballots, I trust that more than a machine that gives me a total of went from number 16 to number 17. Okay, cool.
I just gotta hold you there because I gotta get these breaks in before the end.
Thank you so much. Great show, Tim.
Have a good day. And I got a couple of breaks where I gotta get in. We're gonna fall behind here. Let me get these done. We'll be right back.
Carney, broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios. This is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your local family-owned home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com to make your house a carefree home.
All right, sun is shining out bright. It's nice weather to get out there and vote. And of course, if you're thinking about going solar, reach out to Isaacson Solar. They can answer all your questions about going solar. Simple, honestly, directly. No runaround, no sales pitch, just the honest truth about going solar. Reach out to them on their website, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. Let me squeeze in a quick call here, but then I do have another break I got to get in before the end of the hour. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
Morning.
Just want to let you know that in the old days when they counted it by hand, those counts were done at the precinct. It wasn't brought back to City Hall and be counted. It was counted at the precinct. Then the totals were brought to City Hall by the officials and were given to the election commission. And then obviously by 2 o'clock in the morning, you would have your winners and your losers, because back then large amounts of people voted compared to what is voted now.
Sure,
so
yeah.
If they wanted to count it by hand, I don't think it would take that long, in all honesty. But I do trust the machines, and I think it's the best way to go. I thank you for your time, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. All right, I got to get this last break in. Let me do that. We'll be back to wrap things up, and then we'll give way to Chris McCarthy, who will be taking your calls all throughout the morning. We'll be right back.